So let me call the meeting to order at 2:02 and I ask if there is any public participation. And I am not hearing any public participation, so we will move on to our next set of agenda items. Tyler, so you're okay with taking the minutes? All right, thank you, sir. You can unmute so we can hear you.
Okay.
There you go. So we have a couple of things to do with, and we're going to start on good. Amanda just joined. So let me just go through and note who's here as, part of our quorum. We have Finance Committee members present, Rhea Klein, Amanda Gordon, Ross Lally, and Bob Mora. So we do have a quorum, and Tyler Egner, if I didn't mention him. So we do have a quorum. And we also have present Jill Collins, our CFO, Rodney Fournier for selectmen. And let's see, who else do we have here? David Caruso, long time no see. And I think that covers everybody that we have here, because I know Jim Rupert is on vacation. So we need to go through and approve, the minutes for two meetings, because they have some number issues in them that we need to get corrected, because they just have to match up with what we actually did. So Jill, on the June 25th one, so I'll entertain them, let's take a look at the minutes for June 25th. They're in there. And Jill, you had a particular issue you wanted us to talk about.
Yeah, there's a motion that I made. This is item three down at the bottom, last sentence. I made a motion to reduce the capital budget in a total of 227,000, but it reads
$227.
$227. So it should read $227,000. And Amanda had seconded that motion.
And that is for the minutes for the
June 25th
June
special meeting.
25th special meeting.
That's the only thing I saw.
So, do we have any other comments on?
Then I'll move the adoption with the correction.
Do I have a second on that?
I'll second.
So, motion made by Robert Mora to correct it to say 227. Was it 277?
227,000.
227,000 instead of $227.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, so then that's approved by all voting members present. So let's go on to the minutes of July 16th. And my specific.
That's a good question.
What?
So is 3B, was that correct on this page? Is
What are you referring to?
3B on the special meeting?
For which one?
3B.
No, that was a motion. That's 3A.
That's 3A.
3B is next, the next page.
Right. Is that one, is 3B correct? Or was that locked?
No, that dollar amount's correct. It's the next minute. It's the next minutes that we're going to change.
Okay.
Correct that.
So then we need to take a look at the minutes for July 16th. And this is, and this is specifically the question I have is around approving the question. And what we did there was I specifically asked, please check my math. And I repeated the wrong number twice and everybody agreed to it twice. So we have to make sure we do not do it again, because the number that we should have approved for the question should have been 200, it should have been 26,351,982, so that we took $20,000 off instead of the $20 that we took off. So, and then that way it will match, the question will match what the $2 amounts were that we discussed, which was 5,000 for Board of Selectmen and 15,000 reduction for Board of Education. So I would just entertain a motion that we, to correct the dollar amount in 3B for the July the July 16th meeting to read 26,351,982 instead of what is currently there.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? And is everybody happy with that math, please?
Say that one more time.
26,351,982.
That's exactly what I got when I went.
Okay, good.
So, you're good. Okay.
When I started doing the document, I'll maybe know about the
error. Yep. Yeah. So any further discussion on this? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention. So the motion passes unanimously by all voting members present. So one thing I would like to do is just not change what we're going to discuss, but just change the order to talk about what the questions should, you know, be. Because we already have I ordered the incorrect ballots for the referendum with I ordered the ballots with the incorrect number on them. And I reordered them with what should be the correct number. So we don't really have time right now to change anything, to change the numbers or anything. So what I would like to do is just to just act on the ballot question directly. And then we have some other stuff that we need to go over that's a little more complicated under discussion, you know, for 4A. So I'd like to just do 4B first because it ties directly to, you know, the correction of the minutes for July 16th.
So the new ballots, it reflects that number?
The new ballots reflect the number that we should have said instead of the one that we did.
Okay.
So the question I will hear, let me just show you the question. Let me show Mr. Moore the question and Rhea so you guys can see it.
No, I haven't.
Haven't.
No, without the number in it.
I already put the
number. Oh, you put the number in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was incorrect. So this is what.
It's which.
Does that match? And I'm going to ask Rhea.
Yes, it does.
Well.
It matches what we approved.
Let me ask Rhea as well.
Yes.
So, Jill, do you want to look at this too, just to make sure that does correctly?
Yes. Yep, you're good.
Okay. So then, do you want to make the motion, Rhea, to approve this question, or do you, Mr. Mora? Oh, Rhea, why don't you go ahead and do it?
I make a motion for the new ballot to say, shall the annual budget of the town of Bolton, Connecticut for the fiscal year 2026 is recommended by the Finance Committee in the amount of $26,351,982 be adopted.
I'll second your motion.
So motion made by Rhea and seconded by Bob. Any further discussion? Then hearing none, then I would ask all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention. So the motion passes unanimously by all voting members present. So now we can go on to the other item on the agenda, which is the discussion and on the FY26 revenues and expenditures. So Jill, I think this is where we turn the floor over to you.
All right, so I've been trying to get, before we get to the other part, I've been trying to get the rest of the revenue for June in. And so now with all of the typing, I haven't checked the revenue to the bank director or anything yet, but unaudited, we could add another $108,532 to the surplus because of an increase in revenue now that everything's booked. So that would
change the
so that potential. Would lower the so, potentially lower the mill rate.
Correct. So
to what?
Well, that's
let's have the discussion because there's a little bit of There's a little background we need to go over. Okay. I'll let Jill explain.
So because of the credit that we have sitting over here and the liability, everybody's taxes that didn't get redispersed back to them, the tax money that came in.
That's in the bank.
It's in the bank, but it's a liability to the town because we haven't earned it yet. We haven't earned that money. We won't earn that money until this fiscal year, 26. That money was not earned. Everybody else got theirs back. Chosen few said, nope, they're going to leave it there. So that's not our money. It's a liability on our books. Hasn't been earned yet. And so that money is going to lower the 26 taxes. So then now we earned it because we're in year 26. So that will go over. But I miscalculated and took that number off the number we needed for the tax number before I did the mill rate. I would love to blame everybody else but in the world, but that was my error. Sure. I never dealt with a credit quite this way. And I was thinking about Lori and I, when we start a new year, she'll say, okay, how did you get to the mill rate? And we go over this. And it just came to me that it was wrong to take it off first. Because when QDS does the tax bills, they just take everybody's assessment. They don't care who has a credit or anything like that. They base those bills on your assessment.
Right.
So yeah. If I can't take that off before I do the mill rate, because that's going to come off of your total assessment. They don't care. They're going to do your assessment, then they're going to take that, and they're going to then minus it. If I minus it on this side, minus it on that side, we're going to minus it twice, and it's so wrong.
Following that line, because I have a significant credit. I'm going to get billed for the full amount.
You're going to get billed for the full amount, and then they're going to apply your credit to bring it down to what your balance is.
And will that be on the statement?
Yes, it will.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that will be applied. They're going to take the 31 times your assessment value. Then they're going to what you owe.
Right.
Then they're going to apply your credit, and then they're going to say this is your balance. So,
with that mindset, yeah. I understand the bookkeeping on it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't. Let's just pretend that you do.
Yeah.
But pretend that I do.
Yeah.
So basically, the number that we have to raise funds for, no matter what you do with that, because it's there, it doesn't change. I mean, it's
No, it does not. No, it does not. You're absolutely right. Does not. The calculation for the mill rate changes, but it does. The dollar amount is still the same, exactly the same. So if I know it, so because see, if I do that, if I were to do the way I was originally thinking,
the mill rate would have to reflect a higher mill rate.
Yes. Yep. Unfortunately, yes.
Well, so
how much is the liability that we have right now that's carried over? Because then we can
get 300,
about 200,000.
No, 356.
Well, if you discount the 100 and some odd.
Well, that's what I want to just figure out what the difference is. Let's go through the steps.
All right. So, yeah, but that this and that does not intermingle at all.
Yeah.
Well, yes, it does.
For setting the mill rate.
It's correct. But I've got it all here. So, the decrease was $356,062. Okay.
That's
so
tax that's being
added. That's what Lori has as for credits.
Right.
We have that cash and liability that will then come out of the liability and go against revenue in year 26. Then, and that's everybody's credit. Then the tax bills will reflect the balance of that. Mm-hmm. And everybody's tax will reflect. So I'm going to take that $356,000. I'm going to take it out of the liability, put it in the revenue. Now we've received that. So I mean, this is kind of going to screw up our monthly, monthly state reports that I give you because we didn't actually collect that in this July year. We actually collected it last year and put it in there. So then. The rest will be coming from the taxes. So Just if we did that alone, well, see, now if we did it alone, we would have to decide whether, because before we didn't have a cap for motor vehicles
for
now.
Motor vehicle, right.
So yeah. Now this creates a cap. So it depends on if you want to go at 94% collection or 98% collection for motor vehicles, because it does make a difference. Because before, everything has to be at 98 because there's no cap. Everything's the same.
So why don't we just make it a little more concrete? What would, you know, if we had done it, calculated things the way you said you want, we should be doing it, how would this change, say, the last mill rate that we had proposed?
So it depends. So if you went 94% for motor vehicles, you'd have the 3246 cap. And now you would have a 3264 for personal property and real estate. So if you do 98, you'll have the 3246 cap, and you're going to have 3252 for real estate and personal property.
Oh.
Because you're doing a higher percentage on the motor vehicle collection. And looking back this year, we did higher than 94%. The only thing that I'm a little concerned about that, and I could be way off, is that we went from 70 to 90%. So people's tax bills are going to be higher for motor vehicle. Will we have problems collecting?
So here's my question. So the mill rate that would that would be associated with what we just approved as a question would be what for personal property?
It depends on if you go 94 or 98%.
So what would the two numbers be? Because what we had in there
Bobby, go ahead. It's 3264 or 3252.
The reason I'm asking is because before we had 3196 was the last one that
I
we
don't
were.
Believe so. It was 3192.
No.
Yeah.
Amanda up there with her hand up. Yeah.
Amanda, you can unmute.
Yeah, thanks. So that, Jill, is taking into consideration the revenue that you, the additional revenue,
no.
Unofficial revenue.
No.
We can.
Not yet. No,
okay.
If we considered that, then we would be back out of the cap and we'd be at 3233.
I'll say straight off the bat, that's what I would like to do. But I want to understand that from the calculation of the mill rate perspective, in order to take that liability into play, you basically had to, when calculating the mill rate, increase the amount to be raised by taxes by that liability, so that after that liability leaves our books, the amount to be raised by taxes matches what we needed it to be. And that didn't happen in the prior calculations.
In the other calculations. So I took it off first. I should not have taken it. We should have done it the old-fashioned way, like we did last year. We should have taken what we needed, added the 34,000 for elderly, divided by the 98, then divided by our grand list.
Okay.
I took off that number first. I was not thinking correctly.
Okay. So I think we should recognize the unofficial revenue and set the mill rate below the car tax cap. And that number that you listed off, was that at 98% for both?
If we don't have a cap, we stay at both. We have to stay at a 98% collection.
For both. Okay.
Yes, we can't divide them.
Got it.
Because you're chasing your tail.
No,
if you do one, try to do lower at one. Then you're still making the other one higher.
And I say this only because I have to leave in 7 minutes. So.
and that number, that's the 32.33?
Correct.
Okay.
By recognizing 108,532 in additional revenues, I think that's a good idea, but the only downfall to that is they're taking more and more of what you may have for surplus going into 27. But I think we have to deal with one problem at a time, and that's get this budget.
I think you need to deal with this because you have to keep the mill rate down.
Yep.
And as it is, it's going to be going up from the last time.
Right.
Yep.
Right, which is not going to be well received.
With your Well, so unless you want something different and you can come up with something different, but I was going to put an asterisk next to the proposed mill rate and say, due to a calculation in the mill rate, there was an error in calculation of the mill rate. This is what it's going to be. Unless you want something else there.
Is there a way to find the, what would the mill rate had been if we had done it correctly? That's what it would have been.
Well, without, yes, but we're back to where you're okay. At what point? So if doing it correctly, adding this, the additional revenue, it's going to bring you at 32.33. It doesn't change the expenditures. It just changes the, it doesn't change the, what we need. Well, it'll reduce what we need in taxes because of the 108,000 plus, but it, the rest of it doesn't change anything other than the mill rate.
What was the other mill rate we had?
31.92.
Yeah. That's the one we looked at last time.
Right. And then we decided.
So it's a point, it's a 0.4, basically. 0.41 difference.
Yeah, I didn't, I didn't do the percentage.
Yeah, I think it was percentage, 0.41.
Yeah, because the combined one was 31.92 previously.
41, right. That's just a difference in those.
Okay. And that takes into consideration the $20,000 reduction, the new number that you.
Correct. That's, I didn't know until after that that was a problem. Okay. I originally, I'm just doing the number that you just approved. The correct number, yes.
Yeah. Yep. 20,000 instead of 20.
Yep. Yep.
And here's a question. What would it take to get down to 31.91?
I did not bring that. I mean, I could certainly email it out to everyone. I didn't bring it with me.
I mean, I guess it's too late. We can't change the ballot question. So
right. No, you can't change the ballot question. So
We're stuck with it.
So Amanda, you want to know where it would, if where,
well, how I much... wanted to know how much more of a cut we would need to make to show a slight decrease, but at this point it's null and void because we can't change the ballot question. So doesn't matter.
That would, it would be the difference that the additional revenue didn't cover, correct? Yeah. So we'd have to find another 250.
Yeah.
So 250,000.
No, oh, yeah. Three. Well,
yeah.
It, well, it's three. Well, yes, because you're taking the other part. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
So about 200.
Well, yes, but
rough.
It's not a
rough. Yeah. Rough.
But you're talking. Yeah.
You're talking 0.4 mils.
Right.
That's right. So I'm going to ask the question. Is there an opportunity to cancel this referendum?
The referendum has to be held within 2 or 3 weeks by the charter. So you could push it out another week.
No, you can't do that.
But we've already paid for the ballots. How much money would we lose there?
The ballots twice, so we'll have to be paying for them three times. It's the least of our expenses. The ballots are really, it's 125 plus 400. So it's about 500 bucks. It's not that, that's the least of your concerns.
I was just... the question.
That's I was thinking about it too. So I mean it, but it, we need the selectmen to approve it and move it and do all that stuff, and then you deal with the public fallout. So what do you think is worse?
Right.
Yeah, moving this off another week and letting everybody wonder why we're doing it.
Right.
No. Or just moving ahead and explaining.
Yep.
Because we have that meeting at 5 rather. So we need to have our ducks in a row, so to speak.
Can you just say something?
Yes, Rhea.
I just figured, I don't remember exactly where my taxes were, but I'm put $7,200. Okay. And the difference between the 31.92 and 32.33 is $3. I mean, it's very little. If I did my calculation, I mean, it's not much money.
No, just very, very small amount.
It's a small amount. I think we're.
I know, but people should just know, like
she said, $70,000.
Right.
Maybe we should have some examples for people to say, look, if you have a 7,000, 5,000, whatever, and show them the difference between one mill rate and the other, they can see how small it is.
This is actually like one of the things like Mr. Aramita wanted to talk to me about, and I talked to Joe about, is we have that comparison of, you know, mill rates and stuff that was page 11, and we suggested moving it up to page 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that has the breakdown by week. And when you see that, it's like a dollar. A lot of these things, it's only, it's a dollar a week. It's not a large, it's an increase, but it's not that much. It's a couple of dollars a week. It's less than, say, going over to a char house and getting a latte.
Mm-hmm.
So the percentage increase from last year's, not the what it should have been, is only... Isn't that 41.82 or 30.82?
It's going to be reduced. So it's going to be, because it was 3274.
That was last year's.
Yeah. Well, that was what we adopted.
Right.
Oh. So it's going to be 0.41.
It's so just a half a percent increase, 0.41.
Decrease. It's decreased because we're going to 3233.
Oh.
It was 3274.
So it's a half a percent decrease from there.
Almost, yep. Yep, because it was 3274. Well, yeah, 3274 was the correct, right?
What?
Right. The last year's adopted mill rate was
3274, yes, for real estate.
3233.
And 3246 for the motor vehicle.
So we're going down a half a percent there.
Less than the effect, it's less than the adopted and still more than the effective.
All right.
And there isn't any way we're going to make that those equal because it's too much to cut out of the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Ed at the drop of a hat without really messing with it.
So do we need, well, then the rate we're going to use, it's not an adopted rate, it's just in,
this a proposed.
Well, correct, and it's just, this was to inform the Finance Committee of my error.
Okay, so.
So what's the latest, so if you could just go through it again. So latest proposed mill rate for personal property and real estate is what?
32.33.
And for motor vehicles, it would still be at the cap. Correct. Or 3246?
3246 is the cap, yes. So we'll be below that.
So we would be below it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're below the motor vehicles.
Yeah.
So motor vehicles has to come down too, correct? Or can they stay up higher?
No, it has to be the same. Okay. If it's below the cap, it has to be the same.
So then effectively then they're both going to be, the real estate, personal property, and motor vehicles are both going to be 3233. And then it's just a matter of what percentage do we feel is collectible or not.
No, you can't change. If they're both the same, it's 98%.
Even though they're actually going to be different.
Yeah, you'll chase your tail. If you reduce one, you got to increase the other. You can't. And you can't do that. So you have to keep it at the same percentage.
So then, therefore, they are both 3233 if we go with the way things are now, with the 20,000 reduction.
And that's taking that 108,000 revenue?
Correct.
So how much was the additional revenue?
108,532.
108,532?
Correct.
So then that would simply be added to the, so that would also be for actions then that we've taken that go into this new, the current referendum budget number. It was the $5,000 reduction for Board of Ed, the $15,000 reduction, I'm sorry, $5,000 for Board of Selectmen, $15,000 for Board of Ed, and then additional revenue recognized to the tune of $108,522. And then that comes out to a mill rate of 3233.
Correct.
So we don't need a motion for that. That's just the data.
We do for the revised revenue.
Yep. I think Amanda stepped away because she had an appointment, but we still have a quorum here anyway. So then I would entertain a motion to recognize an additional $108,522 in revenue, unofficial revenue, which is really the carryover from 25 to 26.
So moved.
So motion made by Robert Moore. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Rhea Klein. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And I'm not voting. So then it's unanimous by all voting members present. So do we have any other further business to discuss under this meeting?
Unless you have something, I don't.
It's a special meeting and we can't add to the agenda anyway.
Then I'll move, we adjourn.
So then we're going to adjourn and do you have a second?
Me.
And that's just all those in favor signify aye. By saying aye. Okay, unanimous. We adjourned at 2:33. Tyler, thank you again so much for taking the minutes.
No problem. Just
send it to me. I'll take a look at them like we did the last time.
All right, we'll do.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, let me hang this thing up.
Are we done recording, Ross?
No, I can't. And the recording ends when I stop the meeting.
Okay.
Or did you want to say something?
No, I just didn't know if you wanted to touch base before tonight's 5 o'clock meeting, if it would make sense for all of us.
So why don't I adjourn the meeting? Let me stop the recording and then we can do a separate topic.